You're listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KBTA 1590 AM.
The 805.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1590. Don't forget to check out 805 Favorites.
Oh, really? Can't you? You got to stretch it. I mean, you should have stretched right there. I've lost something.
I'm having problems with my headphones. What? I think Spence was right. The battery died.
The battery died on your headphones, so now the headphones don't work?
I can't hear anything.
Oh, great. Holy smokes. That's not good. Now I got to carry it. Okay, so the rest of the show is just Tom.
It's just Tom.
Just Tom.
We have a lovely lady here with us.
We do have a lovely lady. Oh, Spence wants your headphones. You better give them to Spence.
No, I just messed them up. But
Okay. You turned it off, in other words. We do have a lovely lady next to us, and her name is Pixie. And her last name is Kastrup. I think I said it right.
Normally,
I get all the names wrong. She is a yoga instructor and has been a yoga instructor for 12 years. Yoga is one of those things right now. I mean, it is hotter than a pistol right now.
It's been hot for a while.
Has it?
Yeah, you're just kind of late.
I tried it one time.
You're on
it
the late
did
train.
Not work for me at all. I mean, they could not believe that I...
You're
supposed
bend.
To touch your toes. I'm at my knees, you know, and they're going... Are you kidding me? I said, no, I'm not. This is it. This is what you got.
I want to hear from Pixie.
Do you?
Yeah.
I thought, okay, no more me. Am I done?
I'm done.
I'm out? Okay. Pixie, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Sandy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
Do you ever get clients like Tom?
Sure. Absolutely.
I doubt it. She doesn't know me well enough yet, right? She sounds like a yoga instructor. You know, it's like,
she's really mellow.
Good morning.
She kind of brought me mellow.
Yeah,
you know,
the music's really cool. And everything's happening
the
here.
The vibe.
And I'm bent over in half, you know, my feet above my ears. Can you do that?
Hey, so what kind of yoga do you have in your studio?
Well, I'm at the studio downtown at Yoga Jones, and the classes that I'm teaching there, I'm teaching a prana flow or a vinyasa flow class, which is a little bit more fluid. When you're doing one move to the other, you're sort of fluidly moving from one pose to the other rather than standing and changing.
You're done.
And then I'm also teaching a slow flow class there, which is a nice way to start your week on Monday mornings. It really focuses on the breath. All my classes focus on breath, but particularly Monday mornings, the 10 a.m. class is a really phenomenal way to begin the week after your weekend. Of just being mindful of moving your body from your breath. So the movements generally tend to be consistent with each Monday, and then we'll add something depending on what's going on with everybody's bodies.
See, I love yoga. I could never get the breath thing. I always do it opposite.
Well, you got to breathe no matter what you do, right?
I know, but
right.
Whenever I'm supposed to breathe out, I breathe in.
Well, I mean, is the breath obviously is a huge part of yoga?
Yeah. In fact, I believe that that's where the practice comes from, is the breath. That the breath is the practice. So at the beginning, it's not important whether you're breathing in or out at a certain time. It's just a matter of breathing. And then ideally, you're going to be aware of your breath as you move. So you're not going to move into that forward bend to touch your knees or your toes or whatever until you're finding where the breath is. Because it's not going to feel good to take a deep breath in while you're folding forward. Because you're going to a compressed space.
Right.
It just won't feel good.
Right.
You'd rather feel good. So you'll find on your own, if you're breathing, oh, you know what? It actually feels good to fold forward and exhale at the same time when you're exploring it.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's just a matter of exploring.
Well, I can tell you this from, not from personal experience, but my mother, who's 80, let's see, my mom is 80 or 81.
See, I thought she was 50.
She looks it, doesn't she?
She looks
my
great.
Mom looks so young, never had a thing done. When you talk about not having anything done, she's as natural as it gets. And she does yoga and has done it religiously for years. It's just something she wouldn't miss that. I mean, have to cut her arm off to get her out of there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's between walking and yoga, it has kept her so young and limber. You know, at her age, you would never think this woman is in her 80s. It wouldn't even enter your head.
Yeah, she does look good. Yeah. If you're listening, you look great.
Yeah.
Anyways.
She listens. I'm in.
So you do something special with Food Share.
I do, and I have. I Food Share holds a dear spot in my heart. I've in the past been a recipient of Food Share's food. I have a daughter, and she and I are together. Mm-hmm. And there was a moment in my life or our life where we needed to seek assistance for bringing food into our home. And Food Share via Project Understanding's pantry is where we were able to find that help and find that support. And when I was able to turn my life around and pick up my space and take care of and get food on our own, I was able to turn around and give back. And I've been striving to do that as much as I can, particularly to Food Share. And at the beginning of this year, I offered a free yoga class in their warehouse in Oxnard, which was a pretty fun event. I do offer a free yoga class once a month called Juxtapose. It's an event somewhere randomly in the community. But for the first of the year, we chose to do Food Share. And so we went into the warehouse on a Sunday morning. It was a little cold.
Yeah, I heard it was cold because Jason was there. He told me he was freezing.
Yeah, it was a little cold. But, you know, we breathed and we moved and we raised quite a few hundred pounds of cans.
Wow.
For Food Share just in that 1 hour that we were together. And the awareness, there are those who know that there's going to be a free yoga class somewhere in the community and they wait to see where it's going to be and then show up. So they don't always know what the venue is. So it was a really awesome opportunity to expose people to what Food Share is about. We participated in, I met you, Tom, uh-huh.
We went to the breakfast there,
right,
in the morning,
yes,
and talk about the trees because,
yes,
Tom and Sandy did a tree,
yes,
over there for the holidays.
Ours was real small.
We did a tree as well, through Yoga Jones. And
you were right next to us.
I remember seeing
you guys,
wonderful,
bringing your cans,
yes,
and you had cans like us. None of them matched.
Right. They were different sizes.
Yeah, tuna cans, big 12-ounce cans, 16-ounce
yes,
cans. And I like the corporations. They just come in, and there's 800
uh-huh,
cans,
all
perfect,
the same.
And they're all cellophane wrapped,
yep,
you know,
yep,
and all they did was take off cellophane and go, we did it.
Uh-huh. So it's been really fun to share the experience and to show and inspire others, not just to inspire to understand what Food Share is about, but to also inspire those who need to seek out help, that there's nothing that it's there for us to help, mm-hmm, us move forward and support us and
that's cool
in our families.
It is cool, and I did hear her story there, and she was sitting at the table with me, and we all had we wanted one person to stand up and say something from the table, and it was obvious when Pixie spoke she was going to be our speaker, because here she is, and it's one thing to talk about Food Share, and it's one thing to talk about you need this or you need that, but unless you've experienced it, unless you've done what she has done, you can't get the full flavor of what Food Share really does.
Well, the one thing that caught me with your story was just the fact that we're kind of coming down from that bad cycle, you know, where people lost their jobs and,
right,
you know, there's just a lot. See, now you messed up my thinking. Why?
I'll tell you why. Okay. Because you told me to remind you at 7:45. I just looked at 7:49. I was in a panic.
Let me finish what I'm going to say,
okay,
and then I
will ahead,
call him.
Call him at break.
All right. So, because there's so many people that needed help from different services, I was actually one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And to give back the way you have is so tremendous, because that's how people hear about things like that.
Right, exactly.
You know, and then
exactly,
they continue forward and help other people. But I think it's very commendable.
Thank you. It's been really a joy.
That is
it's
cool.
It's been a joy to share it, and it's been a joy to get connected and meet some others that are, you know, involved in the space.
So where are you located? Where's Yoga Jones?
Yoga Jones is the studio that I'm teaching at, and that is downtown next to Rocket Fizz on the corner of Santa Clara and Oak. We just celebrated our 10-year
yeah,
anniversary,
uh-huh, okay,
so we've been there for 10 years.
Oh, cool.
Right.
I also do private sessions where I'll do that on location, and that's the two things that I'm doing is the public classes and then private classes or private sessions. I don't just teach yoga. I pretty much... anything under the sun that's a healthy lifestyle. So just as you were talking about your mom, you know, she's got it covered as far as understanding how to live a healthy lifestyle with the walking and the yoga.
How to eat
and
everything else. Yeah, exactly. And that's what keeps them going. My dad's 86.
Yeah.
You'd never know it.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
So you brought a really cool gift certificate.
I did. I have a gift certificate to share with someone that calls in for a private session with me, 75 minutes. And it's pretty much whatever you'd like to do. We'll connect and make a little plan on what we will do together, whether that's yoga or we can exercise or go food shopping, you know, whatever.
I'm gonna
like
go on
to
a
do.
Break and call her.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, what I'm you're looking call. For is really 75 minutes, so an hour and 15 minutes of sitting there and talking about maybe your health styles, what you're doing in life, and maybe what you can change, simple changes, and maybe it's juicing in the morning. I don't know what it is, but simple changes that get you going. And this young lady will take her time with you. So yoga, health, whatever. This is a great opportunity to really tune into your body right now, and we want you to take advantage of it. Our number is 650-1159. We'll take caller number 10 on that one. 650-1159 for a 75-minute, it's valued at $100 session with Pixie, and she's a beautiful young lady, and you certainly can see that she's healthy. She's got that radiance in her skin. This is the type of person that you kind of want to follow and say, you know what? She's doing something right.
That's right. Pixie, what's your phone number in case somebody wants to call and book an appointment with you?
My phone number is 805-218-0051, and I'm on, my website's being created, so I'm on Facebook.
Oh, good.
My work page is Pixie Prana Flow, and so you can go on there. That's actually where I announce where my free once-a-month juxtapose yoga sessions are. And the yoga session, the free one that we're doing in April, is going to be at Ojai's Earth Day Festival. Up at Oak, my brain just seemed a little dead.
Tom does that to you.
At Oak Grove
School. It's my incredible looks.
The school up there is, they do the Earth Play. That's where the Earth Day Festival in Ojai is. So I'll be doing the juxtapose at Oak Grove, at the Oak Play, the Earth Play Festival area.
Go to your Facebook and we're covered. It's all good.
Thank you.
We want to thank you very much for coming in. Call us at 650-1590 to get a 75-minute session with this beautiful young lady and learn about your health, get into your health, start feeling better about yourself, and you'll be able to go out and experience all the great things that Tom and Sandy talk about.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we'll be right back. We're going to pay some bills. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.